The following Daf Yomi recording begins with today's Daf from the 13th International Cycle. It's followed by a very fast review of the Daf that allows you to listen to the whole Daf within 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by exactly the same Daf at greater length, deeper explanations, and with a different group of people, either from the previous 12th cycle or even the 11th, and sometimes even the 10th. Today's daf from Masechet Beitzah, being Erev Pesach, don't have much time to do, is daf Tetvav, brought to Rebbe Komot Yerushalayim, and we are holding it at two dots. You're not allowed to send a sandal mesumar as a gift on Yom Tov. Sandal mesumar, my time alo. What is wrong with that? Because it's completely unusable on Yom Tov. Mishum Ma'aseh Shayad was a terrible tragedy in which people who were thought that they were being attacked by the Romans ended up in mass hysteria. They were wearing sandalim sumarim and ended up killing each other and clawing their way out of a cave. And because of that, in commemoration, the Chachomim asked wearing a sandal Mesumar, and therefore it's not usable on Yom Tov. My time alone, Sandal Mesumar Asur L'Na'alo, you're not allowed to wear it on Yom Tov. However, your Mutar L'Taltalo, it is considered to be a kli, and if you have some use for it, then it's not worse than a kli Shemalach Tali Yisr. And the Midiktani in Meshalchin, if it says you can't send it, I mean, if you weren't even allowed to touch it or move it, I meant to touch it, but move it, if it's Osir and Tiltol, what would be the Havamina that you could be Meshalayachid? But of course, how can you be, this is a tremendous Kiddush, how can you be Meshalayachid if Lamaisa it's only Mitultalable in the event that you need it for something? What do you need it for? And here the Rishonim say an amazing thing, and that is that the actual need for sending a gift on Yom Tov and making somebody happy with that gift is itself the Tzorach Yom Tov, and therefore it's considered to be even the Tzorach of the Kli, even though I'm not using the Kli itself in a goofy fashion, which is amazing and seems to be the Makor of the Heter of sending a present on Yom Tov anyway and not being Gezer Mishum Ktiva, which or anyway, it's also to send the gift. It's considered to be Tzorach Yom Tov, it's Mesameach part of Simchas Yom Tov, and therefore they didn't answer it. V'lo minal she'eino tafur pshita. Well, obviously, what good could it possibly be? I mean, it's not usable. If it hasn't even been sewed, it's just pieces of shoe? No, of course. Even though you have it all pinned together, ready to be sewn, and therefore, I mean, it is usable if you're really hard up for a shoe, but Lamaisa, it's not norm to wear a Yom Tov, therefore it's not considered to be usable. Rabbi Yehuda says, well, even if it's not dyed, it's not, even if it's sewed, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Matir B'Shachor, he allows you to wear the dyed leather, to send rather the dyed leather, but Osir B'Lavan, because the only way to make it a black shoe is to use Bitzat Hagir. Gir is a type of dark staining ground, Bitzat Zaloshin of boats. And what you do is you let it in these boats, so to speak, and it turns black. Rabbi Yossi says, even if it's black, you can't use it because you need to polish it. And therefore, it's not usable for Yom Tov. But they don't argue, you see. One of them lives in, Beitar, where they don't polish shoes. The other one lives, that's not really what it means. Mark Yatre. Each one follows the minhag of their place, you see. The Mar Bisra Letachat. There's two different ways of making shoes. You can get this sort of suede-ish look, you know, on top where the busser part faces outside. So it's like a knobby look. I mean, really, really in today, you know, the knobby look shoes. And the other one has the smooth side out. So the smooth side out, I mean, it's, so just the opposite. Obviously, there's two ways of learning. The smooth side can be polished. The knobby side doesn't need to be polished, or vice versa. Knobby sides look terrible if they're not polished. But smooth sides look decent if they are polished. If Bisman is obviously, it would be the former pshat. Zerklo, kosh, no itimbo, b'yom tov, anything you're going to use on Yom Tov, you can send on Yom Tov. Rav Sheshes was matir his talmidim to send gifts of tefillin on Yom Tov. And Abaya is tefillin, but nobody's going to be wearing tefillin on Yom Tov. Ranan, doesn't it say in the Mishnah, only things that you use on Yom Tov can you send on Yom Tov? So Mishal Chinoto, no. Koshina utimbo means anything that is usable. What does it mean? Usable on Yom Tov? That means you would use it in this fashion if it weren't yontif. You're allowed to be mishalayach b'yomtov. Therefore, since tefillin, even though yontif is not the zman tefillin, it's usur to wear tefillin on yontif. And lamaisa, what's the tzorach of you have the tefillin? The guy has a simchas yontif. See this beautiful new pair of tefillin that somebody sent him. Same svara. So the simchas yontif allows you to be metal to the tefillin. It's not considered to be muktzah. Omer Abaye, well, once we're putting on tefillin already, I want to tell you something about it. Tefillin ova otu liyadan. And once we're on the topic, name of Bumilta, I don't want to let the topic go without my telling you halacha, you know. Somebody is walking along the road on Erev Shabbat wearing his tefillin. And looky, looky, the sun sets on him. It's hot. Meniach yado aleihem. So what does he do? Put your hand on the tefillin, because we don't want, says Rashi, we don't want people to think that, you know, you're a kook, you're wearing your tefillin on Shabbos and so on. But you can't leave it out there. Well, that's covered. The other one is covered.
Yeah.
You have to put it on, but the head is exposed. So put your hand on it, and that way it won't be clear that you're wearing tefillin on Shabbos. Or others say, put your hand on it so that you'll remember to take it off. If you don't put your hand on it, you'll just walk around forgetting the cloth, take it off once you get into town. And you can wear it until you get home. And same thing with the Bejew. You're in the base of Medrash. You know, you're wearing tefillin. And, oh my God, Kiddush Olam Hayom, you got to get home from the base of Medrash, which was in those days outside in the field. They would never think of putting a base of Medrash in the middle of the insane tourists are coming, make it impossible to learn anything. It's nice to have it out in the field where there's a couple of cows hanging around and so on. It's beautiful.
No,
you know, that's no distraction. So, Miniach Yadav Aleh Machab Gila Beitot. Motiv Ravuna Breda Ravika. How can you say that you're allowed to go all the way to your house if it says in a braita, if it turns yontav, Shabbos, on before you got into town, you'll put your hands on your tefillin on Shabbos until you get to, not to your home, to the house that is closest to the wall of the city. And you stop at that point, you leave it there. If you're in a Beit HaMidrash, which in those days were not in the field because they didn't make a base bed, which in the middle of the rova where you have all kinds of crazy people. So then, Kiddush Olam Hayom, Meniach Yado Aleihem Ad Shemegiah LeBayit, not to your home, Bayit HaSamuch LeBayit HaMidrash, the first place that is Shamur. How do you explain the difference between the heter of walking all the way to your house, which is a bias said, and the bright that it says only to the closest house. Lo kasha hadamintra, hodalamintra. If the closest house is shamur for the tefillin, so then don't walk any further. Leave it there. However, if it's not watched properly, we'll see what that means in a moment, then you can walk them all the way home. Ask the Gemara now, wait a minute. If the house is not properly shamur for your tefillin, the whole thing breaks down. Because why does it start by saying, if you were wearing your tefillin already, you don't have to be wearing your tefillin already. If you're walking around in a sada and you find tefillin that somebody lost, you're allowed to put them on in order to prevent them from being taken by a dog and eaten. Who knows? What a bizarre. So if it's lo mintra, then it's lo mintra. So why did it say if you're wearing your tefillin? I feel a mochtan ba'aranami, even if it's on the ground. Somebody who finds tefillin, a big pile of tefillin, you put them on one zug at a time, you walk into town, go back, put another zug, go back, and so on and so forth. Machnisan, zug, zug. Look, Hasha, there's a difference of what mintra means. One is mintra machmat ganve umachmat kalve. What we mean is, if you this house is both shamur from ganavim, and from klavim, that is completely shamur, then you put them there. If it's mintra machmat kalve, there's no dogs that are going to get the tefillin. But they're not mintra machmas ganve. Okay, so then we have the chiddush, that if you're already wearing it, and you're afraid that somebody's going to steal them, you're allowed to walk to your home. Why not? I mean, why wouldn't the guy who steals them throw them in the garbage? It's the same thing as having a kelev. Because, as we know, most Ganovim are Jewish. So, Ma de Tamer Rovlis to be Yisrael Ninu. And therefore, I mean, maybe a Ganov, but he's not going to throw tefillin into the garbage. He's obviously going to bring them to the tefillin central and take a little piggy on them, you know.
Yes.
But whatever. And I might think you could be samech on that. So that we have three dargas. If it's lo mintra at all, you can pick it up off the ground. If it's mintra totally, you have to leave it in the place which is samuch lechomar, samuch lebet midrash. If it's mintra mikalba, so it's only if it's on your head that you're allowed to carry it, and it's not mintra miganve, if you're already wearing it, you can take it to your own home. Yom Tov Shechaliyot Erev Shabbat Lo Yevashel B'tchilu Yom Tov Shabbat. Suppose Yom Tov comes out on Erev Shabbos. Well, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbat, that the Iker should be B'tchila, means the focus should be on Shabbos. You're only allowed to cook for Yom Tov, and then what's left over can be left for Shabbos, if it turned out to be left over. You can't be marim and pretend to do it this way. But you could make an Erev Tafshilin. So what you could do, you could be, if you don't have an Erev Tafshilin, Vashel Yom Tov and Imot Tiratil Shabbat, but you could make a special Tafshil for an Erev Tafshilin from Erev Yom Tov, and then be Somech Alav to continue to be Mevashel based on this, and that would be for your Shabbos. And your Somech Alav the Shabbat, and that would be specifically for the Erev. Beit Shammai says, no, you can't. You need two tafshilin. One tafshil is not enough. It's an erev tafshilin. Beit Hillel, you only need one tafshil. Lamaisa, both would agree, and Beit Shammai would agree, that if you've got some fish, and they used to coat the fish with egg coating, you have the Beit Sa that's on the fish, that's enough. The Beit Sa Shalav, that's called Shnei Tafshilin. Now, if you ate it early, before you got a chance to cook for it, all avad was lost, then lo yevashel av b'tchila. But as long as imshirim and kosher, we'll see that that means a kazayit, somech alav l'shabbat, you can continue to cook based on that. Binah Amila, where do we get the idea that there is an inyan, that the rabbonim were masmech, at least that's how Rashi, most children learn, some learn in the Mechiltat Mashma, that this is a drosha gemura. So where do we learn that there is such concept of needing an Erev Tafshilin B'chla? The Omer HaKra, Zichorat Yom HaShabbat V'Kadsho. When you say you have to remember something, it means Zichor this day in the case where it is under attack. Mi'acher, from another day, Shabbat L'Hashkicho, that is attempting to make you forget it. And that is, when Yom Tov comes out on Erev Shabbos, then Yom Tov may cause you to forget about Shabbos, because you're making all this delicious food and getting everything out. So what you'll do is, you prepare everything for Yom Tov, and then you'll forget that you better, oh my God, I forgot to leave something good over for Shabbos. When you make an Erev Tafshilin, that way you're being miyached for Kedusha Shabbos. My taima, and what is the reason for this takana? The reason is, that since he has to take the tafshil, he'll remember Shabbos, he won't use up all his food, then he'll make sure to have some things for both days. Rav Ashi says that's the reason. The reason is, not for the covet of Shabbos, but for the covet of Yom Tov. And that is Kadeshi Yomru. People will say, oh my God, I'm not even allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos unless I have an Erev Tafshilin. Kol Shekein, I cannot use my Yom Tov to do something that would be for Chol. And that way it lifts up the Kedusha of Yom Tov in people's eyes, and that's covered Yom Tov. Tonight. Now the Mishnah says, Ozitav Shumi Erev Yom Tov, V'someich Alav L'Shabbat. Now why in the world does it say May Erev Yom Tov? I don't understand. You should be able to do it on Yom Tov too. I mean, if the whole point is that all you need to do is to make sure you're going to have food that you're miyachid for Shabbos, as long as you do this before you eat up your food on Yom Tov, what do you have to do Erev Yom Tov? So, Bishlam the Rav Ashi, if the whole idea is that you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov, then the whole point is to do it Erev Yom Tov. Look, I'm only going to be able to cook if I do this. Oh, really? I mean, Yom Tov isn't Shabbos kosher. No, you're not allowed to cook on Yom Tov. Okay, fine. So then I understand how to be Erev Yom Tov in B'Yom Tov Lo. But according to Rava, that the whole point is to be able to be Zeicher Shabbos and to make sure that you've got the money off. So my Erev Yom Tov, why can't you do it on Yom Tov itself, Mami? Ein Alkinami. Mikra din you really could, according to Rabbah. However, it's a gzera shema yifsha. We're afraid that you may forget. You know, you'll sit down to eat, you forget to set aside food on Yontif. Everybody's busy, they're preparing, they're eating, they're having fun, and so on. Therefore, do it as part of your yomim tovim preparations. Now, that's our approach, which was a Amora's approach, Shmuel. However, there's a Braita, Tana, who brings the remez for Eftav Shilin from elsewhere. It says, go, and this, of course, takes us all the way back to the pasuk that we were bringing about Hachana de Rabba and Beit Shinal de Beyontav. How do you like that? Wow. You thought we got away from there, huh? Eitar Sheretav Fu Efu. Eitar Sheretav Vashlu Bashelu. Whatever it is that you're going to be. What do you mean, whatever it is that you baked? You could bake. What does that mean? What that means is, if you've already baked yesterday, so it's got to be referring to an Erev Shabbos, it was Yom Tov, yeah, you can't bake today. So if you already baked yesterday for an Erev Tavshilin, then you can bake today using that Erev. If you've already cooked Bashel Bishlu, you can go ahead and continue to be Bashel. Mikan Amar Rabbi Elazar, your Erev Tavshilin has got to be for each thing separately. Enofin el alafui. You want to bake? You got to have baked goods. You want to be mevashel? You have to have mevushel goods. Mikan sotchu chachavim la'iruve tafshilin min ha'torah. Tonu rabbanu ma'aseh b'Rabbi Eliezer yoshev b'derech kol yom kulu b'ilchot yom tov. Rabbi Eliezer put me to shame. You think you have a problem. He used to sit the whole day. There it is, it's Yontev. And he's darshening Yochas Yontev the whole day. Meanwhile, it's already 1 o'clock, but his wife is screaming, you know, and the Solomons are walking out, you know. And the Kat Rishona bends down to try to sneak out the door. Rabbi Eliezer doesn't allow them to sneak out the door. He says, Halalu Bale Potasim. Ah! Those are the giant stomachs that you got. That's actually a reference to the big chavis. Those guys are walking around. They got to have so much food. They probably need the whole day to eat slobs. Anyway, Kachnia, another hour goes by. The poor second group figures, we got to sneak out. This is ridiculous. It's 2 o'clock already. As they're walking out, Rebbe has barrels! Look at these fat slobs. Hello, the Balik Chaviyot. God, another hour goes by. Kachli sheet. Halalai bale kadin. They got enough of a tummy there. They go to the gym. Katrivit. Halalai bale leginim. At least all they got is a pitcher. You know, maybe a Pritikin center will help them out. Kat chamishit. Halalai bale kosot. Yitchilu katshi sheet. Let's say. I mean, things were really, it's already, there's only an hour left till mincha. You know, things are pretty bad. And he says, that's it. There's nobody left. Bali, Halalu, Bali, Meira. These guys are cursed. Now, Tani Nav, but Talmidim starts looking at them. They start blanching. Oh, my God. No. My dear kids, not you. It's those idiots that walked out before I'm talking about. Left nobody here. Lola Chemani Omer, Lola Shiatsu. What kind of people are those? Menichin Chaye Olam, Voskim B'Chaye Sha'a. And when they finally were ready to leave the shir, then he said, "Achar p'tiratana marlehem, luchu ichlu mashmanim, ushtu mamtakim, v'shilchu manot la'indachon lo, ki kadosh hayom la'adoneinu, and don't be sad, ki chedvat Hashem hi mu'uschem." Now, wait a minute. Let's not exaggerate. Minichin chai oilam, v'ayiski b'chai ishoh. I mean, I always thought Simchas Yontov was a big mitzvah, you know. Rebbe Eliezer Latayme, Rebbe Eliezer holds Simchas Yontov is a reshus. You can choose to do learning the whole day. What do you got to eat? You know, that's the famous Machlokes of Tanya. Rebbe Eliezer on there. Ein lo adam b'yom tov elo ochlo v'shote all day long, or yoshev v'shone all day long. Rebbe Yeshua says, "Why you should split it? You know, chelko chetzel Hashem chalkeu chetzel Hashem chetzel chen." Om Rebbe Yochanan shneim mikra echad dorshu katuv echad omer. Atzeret LaHashem Elokecha, which is the seventh day of Pesach. Kosev Echadomer, Atzeret Yelachem, which is Shmini Atzeres. Psochim Sukkah. Haketzad, says Rabbi Eliezer, choose. Okul Hashem, Okul Elokecha. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, it's a remez, you need two things in life. Chalkeu, Chetzel Hashem, the Chetzel Elokecha. And why does it say, send manot la'ein nachonlo? Om Rav Kista. The poor guy who forgot to be Meniach and Erev Tavshilin, that's who he means. Make sure that they'll have what to eat for Shabbos. Ikidi Amri, others say, no. Somebody didn't leave an Erev Tavshilim, let him starve. It's Mishalo Hayalo on the Erev Tavshilim. The guy didn't have what to make Erev Tavshilim. He was busy, has shown, sick, whatever. They didn't have food. Misha Hayalo on the Erev Tavshilim. He's a push. Hey, I don't bring him any food. And what does it say? Ki Chedvas Hashem Miyu Imu Uschem. What does that mean? God's joy is your strength. It means Amr Yavashim Elizabeth Bishim and Omel Makrish Bokal Yisrael. Banai, don't worry about not having any money to buy a new deer. And so on and so forth. Levu alai, jump into it. V'kitshu k'dushat hayom, v'heminu bi, v'ani porea, I will pay back. Gentlemen, it's been a pleasure, and have a wonderful, wonderful yom tov. V'lo minal she'enu tafur pshita, lo nitzcha de'af agav v'nakit p'sichi, Rabbi Yudomer af lo minal lavan, tani Rabbi Yudah matir b'shachor, v'yoser b'lavan mishub sh'tzorach b'tzat agir. Rabbi Yossi Oser b'shachor mitoy shesarf tzachzachor, but the truth is lo pligi. Mar ki atri. Beatri yomar bisra l'tachat, and therefore the top of the shoe is anyway smooth once it's blackened. And beatri yomar bisra l'el, and therefore it needs smoothing. Zakla koshen neotin neotin bobiom tov. Rav Sheshes sharlo l'rabbanu l'shidur tefila b'yumatava. Omle abaye v'nantan koshen neotin bobiom tov v'shachin otov. No. Achi kama. Koshin eutin bo, meaning bechol, biyom tov meshachinoto. Om rabbi tefillin, hova, tu leyadan nemo bo milta. Haya ba ba derako tefillin brosho, vishaka alav chama, miniach yado al yamad shemagia lebeto. Haya yoshev bebet amidrash, vitefillin brosho, vikitei shalav ayom, miniach yado al yam, ad shemagia lebeto. Mati vrvuna bereda revika, haya ba ba derako tefillin brosho, vikitei shalav ayom, miniach yado al yamad shemagia lebeto, somuk lachoma, היה יושב בבית המדרש וכדי שלב היום מניח ידו אלי מד שמגיע לבית הסמוך לבית המדרש לא קשה עד המינטרה עד לא מינטרה איתו לא מינטרה what do you need בראשו אפילו מכתה בער הנמי דוצן המוצא תפילין lying on the ground מכניסן זוג זוג לא קשה עד המינטרה מחמס גנבי ומחמס קלבי עד המינטרה מחמס קלבי ולא מינטרה מחמס גנבי מה עד התאם הרוב ליסטים ישראל נינו ולא מזעזב לו כמה שבלן By the way, there are some Rishonim who speak out that in places where it's not true that Rov God ve Yisrael, so then you can't be soimich that they won't be mezalzel.
Where the Jews are majority.
Yeah. Yom Tov Shechal Yos Erev Shabbos Lo Yevashel B'tchilam Yom Tov LeShabbos Avu Mevashel Lo Yom Tov V'Motirotir LeShabbat V'Oset Tavshil Me'erev Yom Tov on purpose V'Somich Alav LeShabbos B'Shabbos Yomrim That Shnei Tavshilin Betilel Omrim Tavshil Achad V'shavim b'dag u'beitza sha'alav. That's called even according to Beit Shammai Shnei Tavshilin. Ochlo, o sha'avad, lo yavash alav b'tchila, but im shir b'menu koshu, sobech alav l'shabbat. Minoni milik. Omra shvul yom akra zichoros yom ha-shabbat v'katsho zochreu me'acher shebalash kicho. Ma'itayim ha-omarov v'kitei shivror monayof l'shabbat u'monayof l'yom tov. Revash yomer, no, it's for the covenant of yom tov. Kidei shiomru, enofim b'yom tov l'shabbat, kavachomim yom tov l'chol. Tonight, Oset Tavshil Me'erav Yom Tov, V'Somech Alav L'Shabbat, Z'Bishlem L'Ravashi, D'Yomar K'dei Shiyom Reino Fim Yom Tov L'Shabbat, Haino D'Ma'arav Yom, Me'erav Yom Tovin, but Yom Tov itself, Lo, Elo L'Rova, why does it have to be Me'erav Yom Tov, Afilo B'Yom Tov Nami? Enoch Inami, Elekzer Hashem Yivsha, V'Tana Maitele Miachat, Asher Tofu Eifu, V'Tasher Tavash L'Bashelo, Mikan Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Eino Fin Elo Alafui, V'in Mevashlim, Elo Ala Mevushal, Mikan Tzukuch Hachomim Leiruvei Tavshilim Min Atera. Tun Rabbanu, Maaseh B'Rabbi Eliezer, Shai Yosheva Doresh Kol Hayom Kulo, Bilchus Yontov, Yotzta Kat Rishona, Amar, Ah, Alolo Balei Patasin, Kat Shnia, Alolo Balei Chovayot, Kat Shlishit, Ah, Alolo Balei Kadin, Kat Reviyit, Alolo Balei Laginin, Kat Hamishit, Alolo Balei Kosot, Hitchilu Kat Shishit Latzei, Tovav, Ah, Alolo Balei Meira, Natan Einav B'Talmidim, Hitchilu Pnei Mishtanim, Amar Lehem Banai, Lo Lachem Ani Omer, By the way, some learn that he was angry at them for not leaving earlier to eat Yontov. Because once you're not going to be doing the Kulei Lashem, so you should have been concentrating on making a proper Suda. What are you sitting in the Beit Shemesh for 4 hours here and ruining your Suda's Yontov? You can't win. Amar, Banai, Lola Chebani Omer, Lola Lolo Shiyatsu, Sheminich, and Chayon, and Vaskim, and Chayisha.
בשעת פטירתן אמר להם לכו יכלו משמנים ושתבבלקים ושכחו מנות לא נכון לו כי קדוש היום לאדוננו ואל תיעצבו כי חדוות השם היא מאוסכם. אומר מה שמניחי חי עולם ועוסקים בחי שעה שמחה סיונטב זה מצווה. This is Rabbi Eliezer Latayim, the Amar Simchas Yontev, Rishus, the Tanya. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Ein lo la'adam biyom tov, ela o ochel v'shota, o yoshe v'shone. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, chakel, chetzel Hashem, chetzel Lachem. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, v'shnei mikre ha-chadoshu, katuv echad omer, atzeret Hashem elokecha, v'katuv echad omer, atzeret yalachem, ha-ketza. Rabbi Eliezer savar o kulo la'ashem o kulo lachem, Rabbi Yeshua Savar Chakeu, Chetzil Hashem, Chetzil Lachem, Maile in Nachono, Omre Chisel, Mishelo Niach Erev Tavshilet. Ikrami Mishelo Hayalo Laniach Erev Tavshilet. Avo Mishelo Hayalo Laniach Erev Tavshilet, Lo Niach Pashehu. Maiki Kadvati Hashem Imu Uschem. Omre Belezeb Rabbi Shimon, Omre Yochan, Mishumer Belezeb Rabbi Shimon, Amaila Makadosh Borchul Yisrael Banai, Levu Alai, Vikichu Kedushat Ayom, Viaminu Bivani Porea. Okay, today's daf is daf tesvav, and we're holding at the two dots. And we're going to finish our perek today, and I sure hope Sabajash gets here soon, because what are we going to do without like a whole bully matter thing and everything? It's terrible. What, does he think it's at 8?
No, it's usually a daf.
Yeah, right. So, the next thing that we had in the Mishnah is that you cannot send a sandala misumar, you cannot send a spiked shoe on yant as a gift. Sandala misumar, my time alone. Why is it that it's usher to send a sandala misumar? Mishum ma'ase shahaya. It's a very spread. There's a group of gezerot that are made that are completely illogical, and that the reason that the gezerah is made is because of an event that took place that Chazal wanted that it should remain in the nation's memory. And this was a tragic event, and they felt that it was important that it be kavua. What happened was that the Jews were hiding out from the Romans, and they had this cave where they would hide. And the deal was anybody could come in, because on your way in, you can check out the area before, make sure there's no enemies around. You come in, and then they won't follow you. But you never know if you're leaving, whether there's a stakeout in the area, and if you go out, that's the end of everybody that you've left behind. They can trace you. So they made up that you can come in, you can never leave. We're programmed to receive. So what happened is that somebody was wearing a spiked shoe, and he wore the spiked shoe backwards. It didn't really fit him. So he just wore it in the other direction. The people inside were convinced that someone had left because the footprints were backwards, and that the guy must have been captured. Nobody knew about it, and that they're coming. And, you know, all the way through the Freeman cave, the words come, they're coming, and everybody started rapidly trying to scramble out through the doors, and they ended up killing each other in the trampling each other. So they made up that in order to remember the event, you don't wear a spiked shoe. So because of that, you can't send it on Yontif, which is, as we said, it has to be something that's usable in its current state. So Omar Abaye, but you see from here, a fascinating thing, because you would think if that's the case, you would think that if you would think that the sandala misumar would already be mukta, because if we're not allowing you to wear it. So you would think that maybe already we ossered it completely, even if you're going to be using it, the tzarech gufay, let's say to cover, you want to use it to cover something, you know. So you see from here that obviously it's mutar l'taltal, that's not true. It's only osur l'na'alo. You're not allowed to put it on. And that's mishum ma'aseh shahaya. But it's mutar l'taltal. Miriktani ein mishachim. It says ein mishachim, isal kadaitach osur l'taltal. If you're going to tell me that it's osur because of mukta, so hashlu tutula yasur, I'm not even allowed to carry it. Obviously, mishachim mi boy, what would I think? That I could send it as a gift? So in other words, there is a use for it. But because of the chumrah, of the memory issue, so with the same way that you're not allowed to use it, it's also not something that is primarily meant for the use. And it's not, those who ask, at Lamaisa, we see in the Mishnah, you could send anything as long as it's usable on Yontif. So if it's usable to cover something, why isn't that usable on Yontif? So those mefarshim explain that the very same inyan of the memory makes it something that's not suitable for Simchas Yontif. When it sent somebody for Simchas Yontif something that's a sign of Avilut, and it doesn't make sense. It's like sending a Zecher L'Churban sign or something on Yontif.
We're talking about the Maaseh Shehayah.
Yep. There's a makom in Barnea's neighborhood. In his neighborhood. It's in his neighborhood. Speak loud so we can hear you.
I don't know if I've ever told you this.
typically there.
The cave in Amatzia, where there is a menorah over a underground passage right by the gate path. The Maisa Shahaya was, they thought the Romans were coming. According to one sheet that was in the shul, nothing had happened in that cave. But you see,
why aren't you? You're a tour guide.
Oh, if I were my license, I could say it was this cave.
It was that cave.
But I learned it from Tzvi Besson, and we're both on this. So. It's exactly the situation of an underground cave to hide from the Romans and the Hadrianic decrees.
What did you eat?
I don't know, but it's definitely wasn't even chalk.
Thank you, Rabbi Neir. Next case that we had in the Mishnah is you're not allowed to send a shoe that has not been sewn, which seems to be a little bit, I mean, obviously, the cases that we had, you could send material that isn't sewn. We said, all right, the material that isn't sewn. It's got all kinds of usages. But what the heck is it? A shoe? Pieces of leather? Pshita? Isn't that obvious? Lo nitzcha de'afagav de'naki pesichi. The Kiddush over here is, even though it's stapled, so they stapled the shoe together in preparation for sewing. So you might think, okay, so temporarily, it's suitable. That's not considered to be a real shoe. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Aflo Min Alavan, also not an undyed shoe with raw leather. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Matir B'Shachor V'Aser B'Lavan. You're not, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could send now a blackened shoe, but you cannot use a white shoe because you're going to need, in order for it to be usable, to have bitzaz, is a lotion that we use today, bitzaz for a swamp, right? A bitzaz means anything that's very swampy, muddy, gooey, and so on. So there's this type of goo that you find in the, you know, that has probably has like a, you know, oil in it, oil shell.
Meat oil, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, it's but they're placed on the ground where it actually is gooey and like an oil spill type goo, and they use that for making the shoe black. Rabbi Yossi Oser B'Shachor Mipnei Shetzarech L'Tzachzachor. As Rabbi Yossi says, you can't even use a blackened shoe because you got to polish it. So it's even then, of course, but it doesn't really mean that. V'lo pligi markiatre u'markiatre. The truth was, it depends on what the minig was and how they made shoes. There's some places where they make the shoe with the part of the skin that was on the animal facing outwards on the shoe, so that those kind of shoes, once you make them black, they're smooth, so that's okay to use. But there are other places where they try to get a sort of a suede finish on it, so they use the side, oh come on man, they use the size of the leather, side of the leather that was facing down towards the basar. And over there, unless you smooth it, it looks completely, you know, ridiculous to use as a shoe, even after it's been blackened. So you have to dye it, but it has to be smooth afterwards. Zakla, koshinu tinbo biyom tov. Anything, now what the Mishnah seems to say is that anything that's usable on Yom Tov can be sent on Yom Tov. They're following us.
Does Rebbe know where it is?
Ooh, great. So Zakla, anything that's usable. The problem is he allowed the Talmidim to send tefillin as a gift on Yom Tov. That's really weird. Omalei Abaye, I thought, is it the whole point of the Mishnah? Nantzanan, Koshene Utinbo Biyomtov Mishachinato. I thought, the Mishnah says if you use it on Yom Tov, then you can send it on Yom Tov. But people don't wear tefillin on Yom Tov because of the oat. Right? Tefillin is called oat, and Yom Tov is called oat. So we don't put on tefillin. So why did he ignore the Mishnah? Aha! Achikamar, the Mishnah does not mean what you think it means. The Mishnah means Koshene Utinbo Mishachinato Biyomtov. In other words, whatever you can utilize as it is in its current state, even though you're not going to use it on Yom Tov, you're going to use it b'chol, then mishalchino to b'yom tov. So in other words, the correct way to read it is koshenei utinbo b'yom tov mishalchino to, not koshenei utinbo b'yom tov. So anything that is usable as is can be sent on Yom Tov as a gift. What about the question of just carrying shalul etzara? Right? For that, we'll have to say the gift itself is considered to be, it's sort of, it's even though we say hayo, and we say, even though we say mitarech, that it's mutter even shalul etzara, but as we saw earlier, there has to be some tzarech nachal. I mean, if it's something that you don't use at all, what would be the tzarek? But here, the tzarek of sending a gift is itself something that's kosher. People enjoy getting things. So that's not a problem. You think there's another problem, though, which is you're not allowed to send a gift.
Can you?
You can't give gifts on Shabbos and Yom Tov, right? It's amazing. That the Mishnah's ignoring. What about the overall issur? I'm not sending a gift. So enochinami, things that are ro'i for Yontif and Shabbos, somebody's going to eat a suda. You can be masmid, obviously. You send them something to eat. That's not considered to be giving them a gift. That's asr on Shabbos. So some taina that the simchas Yontif per se that's involved in the gift over here is sufficient to be included in the idea of giving something that's being used today. Because it gives you a gishmak today. So simchas Yontif is similar to suda Shabbos. Yeah. No, it's not mukzah. It's just that you're not mechuyev to wear it. The problem over here is that people don't wear it. Omer Abaye, tefillin hov asu b'yadin. You know, you just mentioned tefillin. Okay, once you mention, I can't resist the temptation to tell you over halacha about it, you know? So hov asu b'yadin neimu b'mil. So I want to say something about tefillin. And that's this. Haya ba baderach, tefillin b'rosho, v'shaka alav chama. So a guy is walking along the road, wearing his tefillin, and now the sun sets. Now, Rashi learns the sun sets means an erev Shabbos. And that's the pashas of the sugya. We'll see, Tosis points out that there's a problem with that, as we'll see in a moment. But let's assume now we're talking about Erev Shabbos. So now, he's got a real issue here, because if he takes off his tefillin, he can't carry them home. If he's wearing his tefillin, then it's Derech Malbush, and as long as you're wearing it, it's not a problem of carrying, but people are going to say you're wearing tefillin on Shabbos. I mean, you know, his intent is not to be yotzei in the midst of tefillin on Shabbos. So what should he do? Meiniach yado aleihem. You want to cover them, and that way people won't see you. And the chachomim weren't mechayev you to take off the tefillin and force you to leave your tefillin outside. So you're allowed to wear your tefillin derech malbush ad shemagia lebeito, until you get home. Now that's Rashi's approach. Some don't like the approach of covered up, that people shouldn't say that you're wearing tefillin, because then if there's really a problem, then kol davar she'asru, or the asr even b'chadrei chadorim, certainly putting your hand over it. So what would be the reason? Personally, I don't see that that's much of a question. But anyway, because of it, they give a different explanation. To put your hands over your tefillin, not to cover them, but not to forget them. In other words, to focus on the fact that you've got to get these tefillin off once you come into the city.
So,
first, you always do this. You talk about something as if I've forgotten to talk about it. The Derech Bizoyin is not related to this issue. The Derech Bizoyin would be to leave your tefillin in the field. That's the problem. It's nothing to do with the carrying. What you're saying is, wouldn't that be enough of a reason? It shouldn't be. That's what we said. That even though the kasha doesn't make that much sense, right? But because lechayre, you're not. What are you going to say? That since you're not adding anything by covering it, so you might as well leave it open. That's not much of a kasha. I mean, when nobody suggested there's no difference between chadrei chadorim and doing it openly, correct? That's the way to see the problem. Okay, but if you hold it, there's really no such distinction, because once we say it's also chadrei chadorim, we don't want to pretend that we're being mad to you to do something. So what's the reason of covering it? They say the reason of covering it is to remember. Next time, say, Rashi says derech bizoyin, and so on and so on. That's sort of agav, where it's more insulting. Boy, my ear's really acting up. Okay.
Should I ask him? Can we ask him to?
I don't know where he is.
Good.
I don't know. First, we thought it was just Moshe Baruch's stomach acting up. It could be.
Are you sure it wasn't?
It could be. It could be. It's somebody right up there. It's all part of this building, so we could go and ask them to, if somebody wants to risk losing some of the Gemara over here. Okay, so here, the next case is, Haya Yoshev B'Beit HaMidrash, V'Tfilin Barosho, he's sitting in the base of Medrash, and he's learning, and he doesn't realize it's getting so late. He's wearing tefillin, and now Kidei Shalav Hayom. And now, it gets to be Shabbos. That's the problem, exactly. Dove is on the ball. That's the problem. Why before does it say v'shaka alav chama? And over here it says kiddush alav hayom. Kiddush alav hayom is Shabbos. Shaka alav chama is any day. Therefore it says the problem over there was any day, that he shouldn't be near, that he's wearing tefillin b'layla. I, wife, said, okay, so carry it if it's any day. No, because we're afraid of a Mishnah fee, maybe it'll fall, or this and that. This is the best way to be sure your tefillin, which of course is a much bigger chiddush, that even for that additional value of how to carry your tefillin, it's kedai to leave them on your head. Lemaisa, there is a reason why we would change our lashon, because the shaka alav chama means that a person over here is desperate, he's trying to get home. And because it's Shabbos, so he doesn't want to be carrying on Shabbos, but he didn't make it in time, and sunset came. Kiddush Alav Hayom is like that. Wasn't that his mind that he's trying to race the sun? It's just that simply, oi, it's Shabbos already. So, Memela, there you say, Kiddush Alav Hayom, without his thinking, it already became Shabbos. So, in terms of the language, it's not a problem really for Rashi. Okay, but Tosis uses it enough of an issue that we should say Shaka Alav Chama is just a din in Shkia and not a din in Shabbos. So, Memela, it's referring to Chol. According to Rashi? Well, there is a big nafkamina, because the case of leaving in a Beis HaMedrash, which is not in a makom that's in the city, is certainly not the same as leaving it outside on the ground, right? So you might think that over there, okay, Mamela, so the Beis HaMedrash is outside the town, somebody may break in, you know, not the end of the world, that kind of chashash. Bashenke, to leave it outside? Like, dogs can get to it, so we'll see what the question is about how much we're matir, to makom that shomer miklovim not, but there are nafkaminas in terms of the extent of the shmir. So there too, kidesh lavayom, miniach yod obviously talking about a Beis HaMedrash that isn't Shomur completely. So, there too, he covers them over. Ravuna Breda Ravika asks on this, here the Breita is being matir getting to your own home. But in the next Breita, it says, and this is the real riot to Tosfos, right? But here the same case says, Kidesh Alav Hayom, which is that it's referring to Shabbos. But that wouldn't be a kasha, therefore, if it's a different case. Haya yoshev bebeit hamidrash. This is a problem. Haya yoshev bebeit hamidrash v'kidesh alav hayom miniach gedol hayom ad shemagil abayit ha-samuch lebeit hamidrash. So in the first bright that says you're allowed to go home wearing your tefillin, even if your house is somewhere in the middle of the city, when you're coming from the Beit HaMidrash. But the second Braita says, you can only get as far as the first house that's Shomur, inside the town, right by the wall, and then you have to take off the tefillin. You can't walk through town wearing your tefillin. So what's the din? Says, no kasha, adamintra, adalo mintra. Well, I mean, it's not a problem. The second case is talking about where there is a house, a safe house for tefillin, right by the wall. So over there you can posit it in the safe house. Mashen came, the first Braita was talking about where you don't feel safe leaving your tefillin in the house, so you can bring it home. Says the Gemara, so what's the chiddush? Menidlo mintra. Obviously, if I don't feel safe leaving it there, that's the whole reason I'm bringing it. What's the chiddush to say, therefore, you don't have to leave it at the first house? Menidlo mintra mari barosha. Not only that, if it's not mintra at all, afilu machved v'aranami, the whole case doesn't make sense. If I find tefillin lying on the ground, I'm allowed to pick them up and carry them. So what are you telling me that I can wear them if I'm already wearing them? There's nothing to do with them already wearing them. It's a ridiculous case to be matir, a guy who is already wearing tefillin, that he can go ahead and he can carry them if he's even allowed to pick up tefillin that he finds. The din is, if you find sugot of tefillin, you put one on, walk home, take the next one, put it on, walk home, and so on. So obviously I can go home. Somebody who finds tefillin can carry them in pair by pair, even though it's Shabbos, and put them on, carry them. Obviously not carry them, wear them, but effectively carry them. The Gemara there talks about it, how many tefillin you can wear. So lo kasha, hada mintra machmas ganve umachmas kalbe, hada mintra machmas kalbe velo mintra machmas ganve. No, there is a nafkamina. The case where you're allowed to pick them up and to carry them is talking about, a good thing. Sorry, just beeped it. Thank God it beeps. So that case is talking about where there's an issue of pure bizayin of tefillin. There's dogs that'll drag away the tefillin. That's terrible. So over there, you could even carry them home. Pick them up, put them on, and walk off with them. Here we're talking about where there's no chashash of bizoyin atvilin out kedekach, that they're going to be eaten by a dog or chewed on. The question over here is that they'll be stolen. So this is a place where there's no dogs going to get in here, but somebody may break into the base of Medrash and take them, or in a, you know, in the place where you were walking. So it's lo mintra machmas ganve. So the chiddush therefore is, so mao de tema, so Abaye's chiddush is like this, that over here, what he's saying is that since you're wearing them already, you can continue to walk till your house. Mashenkin, if you had found them in that place, you wouldn't be able to take them. Why? So then why is it, what's the nafkamina? Because you see, mao de tema rov listim yisrol nina. My havamina was, look, most people who steal things are definitely Jewish. I mean, that's a gift. So if that's the case, there's a lot of Hasidish in the Kodesh about this. Yisrael has to use the kayach of Geneva in order to be Geneva, the das of the Yetzer Hara. So they're always playing games. So therefore, they're very skilled in Geneva. So you might think that you should rely on that, right? So if a Jewish guy steals tefillin, okay, so he stole the tefillin, so he'll make money off the tefillin. He's certainly not going to be bezalzel in the tefillin. So therefore, you might think that you should leave it. Kamash malan, that you have a right to take care of your own tefillin. I have a right to take care of my own tefillin. I don't want to be, somebody should steal my tefillin and so on. But to be samech on that I should pick up tefillin, where the only problem is that somebody else may pick them up as a ganev, but it's not going to be mezalzel in the tefillin. That's not enough for them to be mati you to carry. By the way, the mashmaut here is that once there's no place right next to the wall, you can go all the way home. So it doesn't say there's a choice, go to the first place that's mintra. And indeed, that's brought la halacha. It's okay if you don't have to go into town bichlal. So you put them down by a safe deposit, by the wall. Once already going to be walking through town, they were mati, you know, just knock on a door and say, can I leave my tefillin here? Or somebody that you know. Well, you could go already home. But this question of Gandhi, I always tell over this message. It's a brilliant message. Every time we get to this sugya, Rabbi Avishafrin had this message. It was absolutely beautiful. The blacks love stealing tefillin because they know already the Jews buy back the tefillin for a tremendous amount of money. So if they see tefillin in a car, they smash the window and they take the tefillin.
You should say it's hit on Saturday.
So anyway, and why do they do it? Anyone will buy back tefillin from a black, because I don't want them to be mezalzel in the tefillin. So it's like being you're paid in the tefillin. Fine. So they come over to Rabbi Avi, and he shows him. He says, "Hey man, you know, I got these. How much you willing to give me?" "Oh," he says, "that's great. It's worth a few $100. Let me see him." So he shows it to him, takes a look. He says, "Yeah, it's great. Where's the other one?" "Hey man, the third one." He says, "Yeah, where's the other one?"
"The other arm."
He says, "Hey man, that's all there was." "Oh," he says, "man, no, that's not worth it. I'll give you $5." "Okay, man."
The arm and a head, but not the
other. "Where's the other hand?"
Yeah,
it's not worth it. I was ready to pay you anything, but like, if you don't have the goods, I can't pay you. That's brilliant, huh? Beautiful. Yeah. Kamash malan hadran alach beitza nolda biyom tov. Okay, now we begin fascinating sugya of Eruv Tafshilin. That is one of the most really amazing sugyas, and this is what our mission is dedicated to. Yom Tov Shechali Yod Erev Shabbat Lo Yevashel Bitchila Mi Yom Tov LeShabbat Avim Evashelu Li Yom Tov Vimotir Otir LeShabbat. So normally, let's say, forgetting about the din of the Erev, somebody is cooking, it comes out on Yontiv, comes out on Erev Shabbos. You cannot cook on Yontiv for Shabbos. If you cooked for Yontiv and you had left over for Shabbos, fine, but you cannot L'chatchila say, I'm going to cook this for Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara why. V'oset Tavshil, now there is an Eitzah. The Eitzah is, Voset Tavshil mi Erev Yom Tov. What you can do is you can cook something Erev Yom Tov, and you make that what is called an Eruv. We'll see why it's called an Eruv. V'somech alav l'Shabbos. And you rely on that so that what it is that you're cooking on Yom Tov becomes now becomes now the conclusion of the cooking that you started before Shabbos. We'll see whether that's really the mechanism or not. There's a number of different approaches in the Gemara, but that's the way people usually look at it. Lamaisa, it's clear from the Rambam that he doesn't pask that way, and he gives a different explanation of the word Eruv because of it. What does this Tavshil consist of, which we know as Eruv Tavshilin? So Beit Shammai Omrim Shnei Tavshilin, Beit Hillel Omrim Tavshil Echad. So according to Beit Shammai, you need to make two different dishes. As Beit Hillel says, you make one dish. V'shavin bedag u'beit sasha alav shein shnei tavshilin. Everybody is made that if you have fish and you coated the fish with egg, that's called shnei tavshilin. Even Beit Shammai would be made. It doesn't have to be two dishes and two dishes. Achlo, how about if it was eaten, osha avad, or it was lost before you completed doing everything you need to do for Shabbos? So in that state, you couldn't have used it, betchila, to start. When Yontif came in. V'im shir mimenu kosher. If something of it was left, and you had already made a kosher eruv, then somech alav l'shabbat, you could continue to be mavash. So where does this whole thing exactly come from, this idea of the eruv tafshilin? Now, remember that according to Rabbah, who learns out that there's an issur d'oraisa of achana, that Yontif is... Chol is mechin l'Shabbos and is mechin l'Yontif, but Yontif is not mechin l'Shabbos and Shabbos is not mechin l'Yontif. According to him, b'chlal, it's amazing that this even works because this is a d'oraisa, right? That's how he learns out of the whole parsha of the man. Remember back at the beginning of the Masechta, which is like one of the big problems. What exactly? How does Rabbah understand all the nevar of tafshilin? If you're telling me it's a d'rabban, that we don't want you cooking on Yontif for Shabbos for some reasons, we'll see. So then Rabban and Rasa, Rabban and Ramatir. But if you're telling me that it's a din and achon in the Torah, an eruv tafshilin is not going to work to be deicha d'oraisa of achon. So I mean, the general approach as to what Rabbah is doing with this is that he's relying on Hayil. Hayil is one of the svaras we saw about Yontif, that Hayil umiklu orchim, imiklu orchim. Say, if Lamaisa right now, Richie, my friend, if orchim would come, you would be able to prepare a seuda for them. So therefore, even something that's not being made now, letzarech, your immediate use, is also really midiraisa mutter, because you can always have, you're always going to be potter. Except, okay, the shaylas, do you rely on hoyel lechatchila, or is it just that you're potter? So come along the rabbon, and they say, look, you shouldn't do it, but if you made an erev, then you can do it. Okay. But if you don't hold of Rabbah, what exactly is this whole idea based on, of not cooking on Yontif for Shabbos? Omar Shmuel says, Shmuel, this is a beautiful drush. The Omar Kro, Zichor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadsho. Zichor implies that there's a problem with your memory. In other words, I'm telling you to remember under all circumstances. Where would there be a problem of your memory about Shabbos? Zochreu Me'acher Shabbala HaShkicho. Remember Shabbos when there's something else coming that's trying to make you forget it. And what's that? That's Yontif. Because you're so involved anyway, you're tzorchei yontif, you're tzorchei mitzvah, there's kishmak, and there's simcha. What do I need Shabbos for, basically? I mean, I'm already involved in the elements of Shabbaton, so I don't have to worry about Shabbos itself. Ah, that's dafka the inyan that the Torah is coming to tell you. It's under those circumstances that you have to make sure that you're going to remember always about Shabbos, because otherwise you won't be sufficiently aware, and you're not going to be mechabit Shabbos. You'll use up all your stuff on yontif. Come Shabbos will be second. Rate. So therefore, we make the Erev Tavshilin that he should remember, oh, I have to constantly keep in mind my Tzorchei Shabbos that are coming up. Okay, my timer, but Lamaisa, I mean, obviously... The Pasuk doesn't really mean that. I mean, the Pasuk means Zochreu, this is where we know the din of Kiddush, right? Zochreu alayayin. Now you're mechuyev to say beferish that today is Shabbos, and to make it different than Chol. So, I mean, that means that we have a reason that we want to look for this type of esmacht in the Pasuk, reason that we want to look for a basis for taking care of Shabbos on Yontif. What exactly was our reasoning? Amarav kideshi yivror mone yofel Shabbos, umone yofel Yontif. The point over here is that since you need to make an Erev, so therefore we want to protect basically the needs of the 2 days. People have a tendency to be a little bit on the side of instant gratification. So maybe it's Yontif, so they use up their best stuff and so on and so forth. Okay, Shabbos we'll worry about, you know. So therefore, by forcing you to concentrate on Shabbos in advance, so already a person becomes more thought out about how it is that he's planning to use his resources. Rav Ashi says, no, it's much more than that. It's not a din in kavod Shabbos. On the contrary, it's a din in kavod Yontif. Kidei she'omru, we want people to say to themselves, man, you're not even allowed to cook from Shabbos, from Yontav to Shabbos. It's a kosher cane, miyontav l'chol, for sure, kavachomer miyontav l'chol. So people will learn to respect, because we have this problem that people, when it comes to these things, are treating Yontav as if it's chol. It's like really weird. You're walking around, it's Yontav, and yet you're cooking. You know, so once you're cooking already, so then there's a, add a little bit more, keep something for Sunday. So if they know that they have to prepare even for Shabbos, and you're not allowed to cook on a Yontif for a Shabbos, so kosher cane, they'll remember that you're not allowed to use Yontif to prepare for Chol. So we have two different, very different approaches. So according to Rava, the main... Will you guys control yourself here? According to Rava, the main focus is a focus on the covet of Shabbos. And the Erev is there in order to protect Shabbos, which is the basis of what the Pasuk is saying, Zochreyu. Whereas according to Ravashi, the real focus is on the covet of Yontif to teach you what not to use Yontif for. Says the Gemara, so wait a second, but then that makes a tremendous difference in how the mechanism should work. Because Bishlam the Ravashi, I mean, if the problem is that I'm worried about Yontif's covet, so then it makes sense to say, according to Ravashi, Dharmak Deshi Omer Ein Ofin Miyomtav L'Shabbos. So of course, I'd have to make the Erev Yontav, because that's the whole point. Of it, Levi, would you bite Richie, please? That definitely, for the first time Richie actually reacted. He never believes my threats, but here... Who knows what I'm sitting next to? The vampires are loose. That was beautiful. That's really great.
Just came back from Africa.
Let me lie.
Very good. But according to Rava, if the only issue is to protect your resources for Shabbos, so if I haven't started eating yet, or I haven't started making my food yet, why can't I make my Erev on Yontif? That was before I do what I gotta do. So I didn't make an Erev yesterday. Why did I have to make an Erev yesterday? I set aside my food for Shabbos. Okay, now I know I have to worry about Shabbos. Now I get to work doing my Tzorche Yontif, and I keep in mind my Tzorche Shabbos. So according to Rava, my Arim Erev Yontif, the whole mechanism now. The basis of the mechanism is the protection of Shabbos. Then why does it have to be done from before Yontif? So I feel a biyomtav nami. Says, you know what? Enoch inami. The truth is that logically, according to Rava, an Erev could be made on Yontav itself. The reason that we don't do that is when we set up the Erev, we set it up in such a way that we need to do an Erev Yontav is because of Gzera Shema Yifsha. We're afraid because once it is that you're involved in your achonas for eating, you may simply already be beyond the point where you remember about Shabbos. You're now Torut for the Yontav. So the whole point is, if we're going to protect Shabbos, it has to be before the person loses his concentration on Shabbos. And that's still now from Erev, where he's not yet as busy. Interesting, though, huh? Completely different way of viewing the whole mechanism now. Yeah. V'tana ma'isalamiyacha. So we now had brought the Pasuk, Shmuel had brought the Pasuk as an Amora of Zochras Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. There's a Tana who actually, we often do this, by the way. You know, when it comes to Mekoros of Esmachta, it's interesting, is I wonder whether this might even be the Rambam's Mekor. What the Rambam always does is he makes up his own Pasuk, which is amazing. Nobody like understands. Why don't you bring the Pasuk that the Gemara brings? Like he'll say that people look around to find some medrash or a place where the Pasuk, he sees it in this Pasuk. And it's very interesting. Normally when we look for halacha, we look for a brisa. Not we bring an amira and then we say, oh, by the way, there's another makar that the Tanoim bring. But wherever it comes that we're looking for makaris of a smachta simsukim, we always first say the amira and then we say, oh, and there's a tana maisilemiyacha, which is very, very strange. So the idea over here is what you most relate to. So this is the way we relate to the Pasuk. The tana had an earlier approach, and the pasuk that the Tana used was also beautiful drush. It says over here, we're talking about the man, we're talking about being meichin now, your tzorche Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbeinu is telling everybody what is this stuff, why did we have now our lechem mishnah and so on. So he says, so Shabbos to tomorrow is going to be kedush l'Hashem machar es asher tofu efu ves asher tevashlu bashelu. I mean, that's what he's telling them now, how they have to cook. I mean, well, you know, if it's better to boil it, boil it. But I'm like, that's not your business. You can just tell them, cook and bake now. That's all. What do you mean? What you need to bake, bake. What you need to cook, cook. It doesn't make any sense. So what's the pshat? Oh, mikan amar Rabbi Elazar. So therefore, now darshan's based on this strange. It should say Rabbi Eliezer, by the way. That we'll see later. Mikan amar Rabbi Eliezer. Ein ofin ela ala afui. The ein mevashlim ela ala mevushal. Ah. So it's asher tofu, eifu. What you've been cooking, what you've been baking, you can bake. What you've been cooking, you can cook. So in other words, if it's yontif, and from erev yontif you had already been cooking or baking, so now you can go ahead and you can cook that or you can bake that. Mikan omar Rabbi Eliezer, eino fin ela ala fui, vein mevashlin ela ala mevushal, mikan samchu chachamim le'eru ve'tafshil min ha'Torah. This became now an esmachta, that there has to be something before that you were cooking or baking. Turn around on it. Maaseh b'Rabbi Eliezer, shehaya yoshev v'doresh kol hayom kulo b'hilchus yontif. Okay, you think my shiurim are bad. This is disaster. He spent the entire day on yontif teaching Hilchus Yontif. Okay. After the first 2 hours, Yatzta Kat Rishona. Okay. The first group of people, the chairs start moving. First group of people are going out as quietly as they can, tiptoeing out of the Beis HaMidrash. And he says, Halolu Bali Patasin. These guys obviously are the big barrel guys. They've got wine by the barrel that they've got to finish, therefore they're leaving so early into this year. Okay. Keeps going another hour. The Kat Shnia goes out. The next group gets up their guts to leave. Oh, Halolu Bali Chovios. Those are the keg people. They don't have as much as the barrel guys, but they've got apparently a lot of wine. They got to finish up. Kat Shlishit. Another hour goes by. The third group of people go out. Halolu Bali Kadin. Those are the guys with the, how do you say it, kad? No, that's the next one. That's leginim is the pitcher. What's between a barrel and a keg and a jug? Yeah, that would be good. Jug. Those are the juggies. Yeah. So those are the jug heads. All right. Goes another hour. The kad revi'it. The next group goes out. Halolu bala legini. Ah, those are the pitchermen. Kat Chamishit, the fifth group leaves. Halolu Bale Kosot, those guys have got their shot glasses. Itchilu Kat Shishit, let's say. The sixth group was going out. He says, Halolu Bale Meira, those guys are cursed. Cool. Shot. Because, Rashi learns, because at this point, it looked really bad. There was hardly anybody left in that. So he felt that the later people were mamish being mavaza yontif. So not mavaza. I mean, the mavaza is drasha. Yeah, mavaza tayra. Nasan ena the talmidim. He looks at the remaining, just his diehard talmidim are remaining. Itchilo pneim mishtanim. They start feeling terrible because I mean, if the later you go, the worse. They thought that when he said Halolu Bale Meira, that he was saying the opposite. That these guys, look how late they go back home to eat. That's the way they treat yontif. So they thought that he was looking at them now. So you guys didn't care about yontif. So they felt they start Itchilo pneim mishtanim. Amar lehem banai lo lachem ani omer. No, on the contrary, I'm not saying anything bad about you. I'm talking about the guys that left. No, this is Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer, the machlokas of Rabbi Yoshua. So as we'll see. So these guys, you guys care about learning? Okay. But these guys, I don't understand what they're doing. But they got to run out and waste the yontif to go eat. Bishat p'tiratan amar lahem. When they were leaving to go to their own suddah. So Tosafot says, okay, obviously. But I know, let's wait until we see the logic here. So Bishat p'tiratan amar lahem. When they were leaving, he said to them, okay, now that you've suffered, l'chu ichlu mashmanim, ushtu mamtakim, v'shechu manot le'enachon lo, ki kadosh hayom la'adoneinu, v'al te'atzvu, ki chedvas Hashem im me'uschen. Okay, so now let's, obviously, this pasuk, exactly, this pasuk is a pasuk that was said in reaction to the first Rosh Hashanah that we have after they came back from Bavel. So the chedvat Hashem im me'uschen in context was a way to face Rosh Hashanah and to face Din. It doesn't seem to add up over here as a way to face yontif. So what exactly is he saying? That the Gemara is going to explain. So let's take a look at at what was the logic of what it, what's he thinking? Omar Ma, you said Sheminichin Chaye Olam Voskim B'Chaye Sha'ah. I don't understand. Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah. What, why is that called Chaye Sha'ah? Somebody's doing a mitzvah, you're calling that chayei sha'a? You're supposed to be doing mitzvahs, not learn and do mitzvahs. When a mitzvah comes to your hand, you stop learning and you do the mitzvah, then you go back to your learning. No, this is Rebbe Eliezer to his shita, l'taymi. Rebbe Eliezer's shita is that simchas yontev is a rishus, not a mitzvah. Because you have a choice of deciding whether you're going to use yontev for learning or you're going to use yontev for eating and drinking. So therefore, you could have chosen a yontev that is kulay teira, and instead you choose a yontev that is now a yontev of a simcha in terms of Olam Hazeh. The Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer, Omer, Ein lo la'aldam b'yom tov. The person's choice on yontev is Ela o ochel v'shoteh, or you use the day for really living it up. Not just one of these cheapo sudas you come and make Yiddish eat bench. No, live it up. Oh, Yoshev Shonar, you sit all day in the base of energy, you learn. We'll see that we learn this from a posik. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Chalkeil. Whereas Rabbi Yoshua says, no. Basically, your yontiv is meant to be Chetzio LaHashem. It's half for purposes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, learning Torah. V'Chetzio LaHashem, the other half is for your pleasure. Very nice. Very cute. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Ushneya Mikra Echadosh. Both Rabbi Yezer and Rabbi Yoshua basically were semich on the same pasuk. They ask a question. On the one hand, we find that the Torah calls Yontiv Atzeret LaHashem Elokecha Lo Taaseh Melacha. So that means that the Atzeret is for Hashem. But on the other hand, V'katuv Echad Omer, Atzeret Tiyeh Lachem. That it's supposed to be an Atzeret for you. So which one is it? Emor or Re'eh? How do we look at this? Okay, so how do we explain the contradiction? So here's the machlokas. Rabbi Eliezer Savar, that this is a choice that you have. In other words, the Torah is telling you, you have options as to how to use your yontif. You can either make it an atzeret l'Hashem Elokecha, or you can make it an atzeret l'Hashem. So, o kulo l'Hashem, o kulo l'Hashem. Rabbi Yoshua Savar Chalkeil. Rabbi Yoshua says, no, it's both simultaneously. Therefore, split it. Chetzio l'Hashem, v'chetzio l'Hashem. So why were these Talmidim going out and eating? Because obviously it doesn't mean not to eat. It doesn't mean not to do the same things you would have done on a normal day. It just means that the way that you're going to be Mesameach on Yontiv isn't through Achila V'Shtiyah. So fine. So there's no need for making this massive suud and so on. It's time to eat. By all means, of course, go home and eat. I mean, wouldn't keep you in a normal day in the base of Medrash. So, you know, you'll go home and you'll eat. Now, Yizutrei, Techlush, Dumam Takim, enjoy yourselves and so on. There's certainly no Indian not to, because you've already been Yotzei. You're Atzeret LaHashem. And when it says, Sen Manot La'in Nachon Lo, which is directly continuing the Indian of Manot, Mishalchin Manot B'yomtev, right, of the previous parak. So now, what does it mean La'in Nachon Lo? Because, I mean, you could say La'in Lo, somebody who doesn't have. I understand, I have to send. Ein nachon means it's not muchan. If it's not muchan, so let him prepare it. It's yantiv. If you're learning it's yantiv, why can't he cook? So why do I have to send? I have to send manot that are now suitable for immediate achila to somebody who's got a chicken, so he shouldn't have to cook his chicken. What is that supposed to mean? Oh, Rav Chisda Lemishi Lo Hiniach Erev Tavshilin. He can't cook because he didn't make an Erev. So therefore, you have to send him food that he should be able to have for Shabbos. That's what happened over here. Ikeri Amri, Mishlo Hayalo Laniach Erev Tavshil. Wait a second. Don't say it that way. Because somebody who didn't leave an Erev Tavshil is a no good neck. Let him starve. Why should I send him food? But the meaning is somebody who didn't have the opportunity, Shlo Hayalo Laniach Erev Tavshil. He didn't have with what? He didn't have, or he didn't have the time. Something had happened, an emergency had happened. He wasn't able to be Maniach Erev Tavshil. Such a guy is a poshea. What am I supposed to come to his rescue? Let him learn next time to leave an Erev Tavshil. Forgot about making an Erev. We allow it as a one-time event. One-time event to forget, fine. After that, we consider you a Hashem. Mikey chedvat Hashem hi me'uzchem. What is that? How does that part add up on Yontif? I mean, Hashem's happiness is what you can trust in. Om Rav Yochanan b'shum Rav Eliezer b'Rav Shimon. Omar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'Yisrael. Banai levu alai v'kitshu kedushat hayom. Look, you don't have any money. Go borrow money. Get yourself a beautiful su'udah. V'aminu bi v'ani poreya. I'll see to it that you'll have the money to pay back that debt. So that's mu'uzchem. That can be your rock, your savior. So that's your insurance policy. Rely on that mo'oz. This is this Gemara. Shabbos also? That song
is a Shabbos song. Why
yeah, that's it. Yeah, sure. We'll see it. We'll see in the next, we'll see tomorrow's daf. The Simcha of Simchas Yontif, which is being done as a celebration, and Hashem has been saving you, that is your ma'oz. The chedva that becomes now, the chedva that is done, the Shem Shamayim, is the chedva Hashem, which is different than the way we learn on Rosh Hashanah, of course, where it's not your Simcha, there's no din of Simchas Yontif, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a Simcha. Furthermore, the next piece is a completely different sugya. So before we get onto it, and we might even want to save it for tomorrow. So let's just point out the nekudah over here. Why do we call an eruv an eruv? So now it's very different if you hold of Rav Ashi, if you hold of Rava. So if you hold of Rava, then the meaning of the Eruv is that I'm mixing together my Tzorchei Shabbos and my Tzorchei Yontif. That's the point. So the word Eruv is directly applicable to the concept of an Eruv Tafshilin. It's not that much different than the way we use the word Eruv for an Eruv Chatzeras, right? An Eruv Chatzeras means we mix together the people in the Chatzer so that they now become one bias. An Eruv that we use for a Mavui in a Shituf, we refer that sometimes is Eruv. It's the same idea.
Intermingling.
So over here, we're intermingling not people, but we're intermingling the food. But according, the Rambam says, okay, so this is the way many of the Rishonim bring it. The Rambam says a very interesting thing. The Rambam says, and why do we call an Eruv? He says, because in the same way that we created an Eruv Chatzeros, or we created an Eruv for carrying, which is that this now becomes your place, right, of where your Mokum Shvisa is. This is an Eruv Tchumi. So the idea of the Eruv is that in order to prevent you from coming to an Isser, so we created this idea of Eruv. We use it, he says, the same term, clearly as a borrowed term, for the Eruv Tafshilin, which has nothing to do with mixing. So therefore, they're Medayik in the Rambam that he must Paskin like Rav Ashi. Because according to Rav Ashi, there's no mixing of what I cooked before with what I'm cooking later. It's just there to teach you a lesson about not coming to be over on an Issa Yontif by using Yontif to cook for Chol. So that's very not coming to carry in Rishus HaRabim by carrying from your bias into your Chatzah. So that type of Gezerah and mechanisms that we use to be able to get around it are called Erevin. So we call this an Erev too. So it's a completely different way of looking at it. See, even the word itself. Okay, I think we'll do the next piece. The Ravid brings that lashon, but a lot of the mafreshim bring element. I mean, there's slightly different, but they all agree that it's concepts of mixing either the tafshilin or mixing the act of the bishul. No, that I'm now continuing the bishul that I did before, so I'm mixing my bishul from Erev Yontif to On Yontif. But they're all mixing ideas. According to Rambam, there's no mixing idea at all. Because Lechur, according to Rav Ashi, there's no point in mixing. Even the mechanism, it isn't a mechanism of mixing. Very interesting. Avalot sandala mesumar, sandala mesumar, maitem alo mishumar, sesha aya, amra vayit. Sandala mesumar asur lena, alo mutar letaltolo. Asur lena alo mishumar, sesha aya. Mutar l'taltol is obvious for the Mishnah. And Iktoni ain't Mishalchim. Isak kadat techos l'taltol. I mean, obviously, if Hashem t'tuli yasur, so certainly Mishalchim, me boy.